AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Georgia did it again.
Senator Raphael Warnock returning to the Capitol today after winning his runoff election against Republican Herschel Walker. That gives Democrats a 51-49 majority. With the House in GOP control by a slim margin, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer believes Republicans not beholden to President Trump will want to work with Democrats on a whole lot of areas.
For the good of the country, but for their own survival. It will just not work. It will just not work if they pursue a MAGA line.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today over whether state courts have the power to strike down congressional districts drawn by state legislatures. AP Supreme Court reporter Jessica Gresko.
This case comes to the court from North Carolina, and it comes about because of redistricting and an attempt by North Carolina's Republican-led legislature to draw U.S. House districts in favor of GOP candidates. Those districts were blocked by a Democratic majority on the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court said that the map drawn by Republicans had violated the state constitution.
German police have rounded up dozens of people accused of plotting to overthrow the government. Suspects are described as right-wing extremists. A government spokesman says plans included an armed attack on parliament. A warning for a United Nations summit on conservation.
Scientists around the world are advising governments gathering in Montreal this week for the UN Biodiversity Summit to not repeat past mistakes, urging officials to avoid trade-offs between people and conservation needs. A new study published in the One Earth Journal finds even though there has been an increase in investment in conservation over the last three decades, governments have not succeeded, it says, in bending the curve on biodiversity decline. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Rita Foley with the story.
Time's Person of the Year is...
You see our strong army. We are step by step coming to our country, to all the temporary occupied territories.
Ukraine's President Zelensky for proving, says Time, that courage can be as contagious as fear. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, Volodymyr Zelensky stayed in Kyiv, the capital. He didn't run, says Times editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal. Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian who turned politician. When the war broke out, he worked to rally Ukrainian resistance. Time magazine's Felsenthal says President Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine are Time's 2022 Person of the Year for reminding the world of the fragility of democracy and of peace. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.